Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages, coming to you live from the Mr. Nice Guy Studios in the Emerald City. This is time to tune you down to the station to make you smile, the really show on the radio, WNNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio, the night shift. I'm your host, Guy Nice. Now, me, checking in. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m., sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees and the online store at squareup.com/market/MNGTees. TEES. Make sure you enter the promo code Guy Nice. Get you a nice little discount. Show your support for the show. We'll get some more time here on the radio. 516-418-5813. That's the call-in number for everyone out there in radio land. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. At work, check in. You just want to call and shoot the shit with your boy, Guy Nice. Hit the line. Tell me what's on your mind. You got some questions, comments, all that good shit. 516-418-5813. This is the Night Shift. I am Guy motherfucking Nice. I start the show off with... let me check my note. Look, Justin Bieber got dreadlocks. Let me see my story. Justin Bieber got dreadlocks. For all of those who don't know, I'm not really. See, let me ask you this, other guy. Is you against white people having dreadlocks? Other guy said no. Are you against anybody having dreadlocks? No doubt. Good. Okay, I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, not against white people having dreadlocks. Not against no people. I seen this fucking Japanese dude with dreadlocks, and the snowboarder dude, you remember, in the Olympics, you know what I'm saying? Shit's motherfucking universal. But I feel like I got a problem with Justin Bieber. You know what I'm saying? M.O. Justin Bieber than the dreadlocks, for me, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? And on the other side, the only reason why I mention it, I would have kept it to myself. I wouldn't have made you know this useless information, except for the fact that everybody was getting pissed off and doing that thing, they do what they go out there and start having they, you know, typing their emotions into the computer and shit. They said that Justin Bieber was trying to appropriate black culture and that, he's being a culture vulture and shit, you know what I'm saying, and all that type of shit. Back to that again, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if you let the people in, and you make them popular, man, you can't say that to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't say you're a culture vulture if you let them in and you make them popular. You keep buying their music and you keep going to their concerts and shit. You can't say that, fool. Like, even if you don't fuck with them, the populace make them popular, dog, make them famous. So you can't say they're culture vultures, dog. The culture, which is the people that make up the culture, fuck with them. That's why they out there. You know them in the first place, man. So that argument is completely invalid from henceforth, unless it pertains to Post Malone. Shout out to Post Malone. And yes, I got White Iverson tonight. Nah, I'm lying. But I should, though. I need to check that, man. Let me check that before I got there and say some stupid shit. I got another story about a cat named Bomani Jones, who is an ESPN commentator. And he wasn't on his show when it happened. He was on somebody else's show, filling in. You know what I'm saying? And he had on a shirt that said Caucasians, right? But it was done like the Cleveland Indians, you know what I mean? Like, it had the little Indian head guy, but he had, like, slicked down blonde hair and stuff, and it had a money sign and shit, you know what I mean? And it said Caucasian, like baseball. He was saying that he wore the shirt because he was kind of trying to make a point about how they use about how the Native Americans were upset about the usage of, you know, the Redskins and the Cleveland Indians. So he was just a play on the Cleveland Indians, you know what I'm saying? So he was saying that he did that. Yeah. And he was saying that he did that, just kind of trying to, you know, shake shit up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you see it. The other guy got the picture in the studio, you know what I'm saying? He was just trying to shake shit up and saying that if people don't give a fuck about it, because I done heard that. I done heard people say, who gives a fuck, man? It been the Indians. Who gives a fuck? Redskins. Nobody give a fuck. Nobody give a fuck about this shit. So I feel like my man saying, well, there, don't nobody give a fuck. Then I could put this on and shit. Nobody give a fuck either. And I completely agree with that. I wish we would have made that shirt. That was a good idea. But it says an old-ass shirt. I know they're getting their money now, though. And this episode of The Night Shift is brought to you by Service Merchandise. And that's the commercial, yeah. So, but Monty Jones, he under fire and shit because he done wore the fucking shirt. And so he now people butt hurt about him. So you got Bomani Jones in the Caucasian shirt with the little Indian guy, and then you got Justin Bieber with the dreadlocks, with the blonde, platinum blonde dreadlocks and shit. The Bieber, what the cut was? He had a cut, right? People cutting their hair like him before, and now he out here. But look, okay, this is the thing that did upset me about his dreadlocks, though, Doc. His dreadlocks were kind of with a swoop over this way, you know what I'm saying? Because he kind of got the single, you know, the three kids, single mom, but I'm on the hunt, cougar haircut, you know what I'm saying? Now he got dreadlocks with the cougar haircut, and it swooped over to one side and shit, man. That shit looking crazy as fuck. Now, that's a Google picture you should pull up. That shit looking, I'll show you that. That shit look crazy as fuck, man. It's like you can't do nothing without people getting upset out here these days. Everybody want to turn something into something. I got some cats on the line. I know Von Hammond be a sport dude. Let me get my man. I get everybody here is sports fans tonight. King Von Hammond, Wolf Gang checking in.
What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on, King Von Hammond?
Not much.
First off, do you got a problem with white people with dreadlocks?
Nah, I don't, actually.
Cool. Do you got a problem with Justin Bieber with dreadlocks? I know you've been saying before on this show that you would like to punch him in the face.
Well, yeah, we got a problem with Justin Bieber altogether. So. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say we. I ain't got a problem. Don't say we. I'm out of there. He's welcome. He's
we,
you know what I'm saying? We. Calm that shit out, though. Don't come in here with that swoop shit. You know what I'm saying? He got the Donald Trump with dreadlocks. He went in and said, I want the dreadlock Donald Trump. That's what I want. Give me that. Trump for president. Shit.
Yo, that's the craziest thing about it. The motherfuckers got, like, extensions and shit. That's the wildest shit.
For real?
I mean,
so
that's what it looks like
to
me, wasn't it? You know what I'm saying? It takes a little bit to get dreads, you know, for that shit to knot up like that. So, I mean.
Have you seen it? You need to Google it, man.
I've seen it. He got like a dread hanging down like the Superman curl and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
On some super sad shit. Dang.
Yeah, I would be surprised if
your shit's sad, bro. That shit needs some solar, some sunlight. No photosynthesis happening, no thing. What's wrong with you? Hell nah. So yeah. Find him and say he got extensions. So how you feel about that? How you feel about, because it is people who got his, got dread, they got extensions now. So how you feel about that?
I don't like that. I don't really like that too much. I think it's, well, you know,
I don't like that.
You know, this is how I look at it.
I don't like that. Nah, I don't like that.
If you're a female, you straight. Females, you wear whatever types of, you know, you already realize that the hair's going to be, you know, either some extensions or there's going to be some, what do they call them, clipping.
They wearing weave. They wearing weave, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
They wearing weave. And that's okay. I save my views on how I feel about that for another night. That's another whole fucking show went in itself. You know what I'm saying? But you say no. You say for the women it's okay, for the dudes no extensions.
Nah. You can't, for a dude, you can't be putting nothing extra in your hair. Now if you go to the whatever clinic, you know what I'm saying? You get seeds put in your shit. Your shit grow natural.
I wash his hair. I brush his hair. I mess his hair up. Your Bosley Clinic. Your Bosley Clinic. Yeah, I'll be up there at 4 o'clock in the morning. Zoning, you know what I'm saying? We've seen an infomercial 40 times. Buddy look like my manager, Smokey Bones. With the number 2 hair dye and shit. Fuck out of here. This brown number 2. I'm with you, man. I feel like, you know, that's it's a lot of cats start their dread like that with extensions, dog. I feel like that's not what's up, bro. Like, no, that ain't cool. Because then what? Then it's just there. And it's just weaved in forever, right? Or they be taking them shits out?
I don't know. That's a good question.
How you gonna take them out your dreads, man? That's how your dreads form. Cool.
I don't see it. Exactly. Yeah, that's
cut them off. I guess you just cut them off. You can cut it there, I guess. Shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I ain't no fucking barber, no hairstylist, man. I know this cat was telling me a story the other night, right? He was saying, you know, he was saying a lot of things, but he was mainly talking about his travels and how you get to experience the differences in culture based upon where you are and the groups of people that are there and their traditions and practices and shit like that. So, you know, he was speaking about Orlando specifically. And he was saying that he had to find a barber out there, and he couldn't find any black barbers. All the barbers was Puerto Ricans, you know what I'm saying? So he had to go to a barber that wasn't black for the first time, and he was kind of like, man, I don't, you know, he was, you know, had his reservations about that. He didn't feel like that. You know, that's not an experience he was looking for. And Buddy ended up getting him in the chair. He said he gave him the best haircut he ever had. You know what I'm saying? He said, I made sure all the edges were sharp and all that, get in there real nice, you know what I'm saying, shaved him up with the razor and all that. Then he said Buddy came back and said, you know, I'm going to hit your eyebrows. And he said, nah, man, I'm good. You know, you ain't got to tell my eyebrow. You ain't got to tell my, I'm cool, man. I came for a cut. He said, nah, man, you know. He said, nah, I'm not going to arch him or nothing. It ain't going to be no gay shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to clip it off and make sure all your shit, you know, make sure your shit fresh. Got a little straight head and shit. I'm trying to make you super clean and shit. And Buddy said, you know, he had his reservations about that also. But he like, all right, man, cool, bet. You looking out, go ahead and do that. And he said, you know what I'm saying? Buddy just got him real sharp and he had a nice fresh cut. And they really took care of him and all that. Now, let me ask you this. I'm about to super switch gear on your head. You ain't even seen it coming. Here come the curve, motherfucker. I hope you're ready. Let me ask you this. Now, you familiar with this phenomenon where in barbershops they spraying hair on people, right? You seen that, right?
Yeah.
How you feel about
that? I think they call that the LeBron James and shit.
I don't know. I know cats getting their beard sprayed on. You know what I'm saying? Cats getting their beard sprayed on. Cats getting bald spots covered up and shit. You know what I'm saying? How you feel
about
that?
Welcome to the future, man. Welcome to the future.
No, that's not the future, man. That's fucking what they call that shit. That's airbrush, man. You airbrushing people's heads. You airbrushing people's lines and shit because you ain't a good cutter. You know what I'm saying? You can't give a fresh cut, so you're going to airbrush them a line. Like, nah, I can't get that, but I can make one. Repaint that on there.
Yeah, but
You doing the same thing. Them dirty thoughts doing with their eyebrows. You doing it to this motherfucking hairline shit.
But if you could take a dude who got a who rolled in there and got a Larry from the Three Stooges, you know what I'm saying? And you know, he come out with a fresh Beijing, you know, at the end of the day. He's gonna be cool
see,
with
you,
it.
See you your know, man Anthony Davis need to go to Orlando and get one of them fresh eyebrow cuts. You know what I'm saying? See, he in need of some of that. But unless you got it, because that's an extreme situation. Unless you got an extreme situation like that, you know what I'm saying? Bro, you just need to get your shit right. Bro, I don't need, bro, I don't fuck with barbers. I don't fuck with, I'm cool, man. My cousin used to cut my hair, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, I start cutting my own hair, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, it's like, I stopped cutting my hair, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that shit.
Burn it up. But let me tell you like this. It's, we live in a day now where enhancement is okay.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? No matter what kind of enhancement it is. You know what I mean? Physical enhancement.
You ever seen the male waist trainers?
Nah, I ain't never seen them, but I wouldn't be surprised.
It's a real thing, bro. They try to call it a vest. Try to call it a vest, compression vest or something. Try to come with something slick, bro. Make you think you're doing something. You show up with your copper fit compression vest. You know what I'm saying? Trying to stuff your fat in, cuz. Get out of here, man.
Man, next thing they go have is a damn cock vest and shit. Like, make your bulge look better and shit. Buy the new
cock vest. I might got that already. Inflatable bulb in your pocket and shit. You get around a chick. I'm like, yeah, she the one.
What?
What's up, baby?
What?
Yep. And Mr. Nice Guy penis pump pants. Coming to a store near you. There's a built-in penis pump into the pants. All you need to do is insert your hand into your left pocket. Are you playing pocket pool here? Nah, man. You know what I'm saying?
You got a balloon toy and shit in your pocket.
Telling you something. We'll hook it up.
A fucking balloon animal and shit in your pocket.
You got an airbag in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, your shit is flow.
Hi, man.
Telling you. Get out of here. Real shit.
Yeah.
Be wary if you see Mr. Nice Guy giving away pants, motherfucker. You know what time it is. Your shit about to explode, cuz. Jeez. So listen, you ever had a barber try to cut your eyebrows?
Nah, I know a guy who gets his eyebrows. I know a guy who gets his eyebrows cut and shit.
Really?
Nah, I ain't down for it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
People be asking for it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Make sure you hit them eyebrow, man. I can't be out here looking like Drake, man. You know what I'm saying? I need a caterpillar shit, bro. My shit got to be fresh. Cocoon, man. Cocoon.
Hey, man. Hey, when you think about it, they probably been doing that ever since they was putting cuts in the cat's eyebrows. You know what I'm saying? Got to get a cut, and then he got to get his eyebrow shaped up right. You know what I mean?
You might be right, but I ain't too sure about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I feel like the vanity behind all that, though, is what has led to the feminization of the male in the American society. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, for real. Like, this is what we doing now, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, cats getting water muscles and shit now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're getting inflatable muscles.
I seen that. They implants, man. They got implants, bro. I seen the motherfucker. He was straight ripped. But all the muscles was implants that he created. No muscles, bro. He couldn't even do a push-up. But, brother, like, he could choke you out, cuz. Straight ripped.
There you go. It's the vanity. That's what it's going to come.
Sorry, y'all, man. I got that phlegm. You know what I'm saying? But that's smoking that good kush. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. But them motherfuckers look like Lil' Kim in the face. You know what I'm saying? Look like Lil' Kim in the face. And he got stupid muscles. You crazy, man. I ain't lying, bro. I ain't lying. That shit crazy, man. It's crazy weird, bro. All that cosmetic shit. I seen the picture with Taylor Swift looked like she had an inflatable ass. Mm-hmm. Like, man, you built like that, you gonna know. You out there like that? That's what you think? How you think your fans?
Yeah, real shit.
Yeah, you got a fake Nicki Minaj booty. You know what I'm saying? A Nicki Minaj booty fake. You know nobody give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But
that's what I'm saying. That's where we at now.
It's fake, though.
That's where we at.
Amber Rose booty fake, too. Yeah, all of them fake. Fake booty, fake titties. Probably got some face work, too. Like, man, it get too hot outside. You melt like ice cream, man. Like, damn, man.
Man,
you left
your
blowout doll out of beach again, man? Nah, man. That was Nicki, man. Sorry. Sent you from Belize and shit, whatever. Shit.
Bitch look like a float. Mm-hmm.
Come back looking like Miley Cyrus, you know what I'm saying? Shit. The fuck? Left when Nicki came back with Miley Bieber.
The same <thing. laughs>
I'm telling you, they twins, man. Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus twins, though. Y'all sleeping, for real.
Same person.
Same way Katy Perry, JaVale Ramsey. Yep. Nah, I can't be the same person, man.
Nah, man, you hear listen to Miley Cyrus talk in her regular voice.
Yeah, super deep bad voice.
Yeah, man.
I'm like Tone Loc.
I'm telling you, bro. Same person.
Well, she did it backwards then because Justin Bieber got soft-ass voice. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, the voice is supposed to be with the different the character. They got the characters misplaced.
She trying to play it off. That's how you play it off. Backwards.
Make them look left.
Do it
the go
way.
Right.
Exactly.
That Kansas City shuffle. You know what I'm saying?
We call that flight of voice. A flight of voice.
We got that Kansas City shuffle, dog. And you know the thing about Kansas City shuffle? Can't have Kansas City shuffle without a body. Rest in peace, Justin Bieber. he on the road, man. He on the road with Cat, man. He on the road. They going to go out together. They going to be a dope. They going to kill each other.
celebrity
death match. Justin Bieber versus Cat Williams. Sponsored and brought to you by MTV and Service Merchandise. Get your gold card membership. I'm telling you. You look like type motherfucker had a Diners Club card and shit. All right, man. Appreciate your commentary, man. Appreciate you being on the motherfucking show, King Von Hemming, man. It's always been a pleasure. You already know, man. Let me get Cuzzo in here, see what Cuzzo got to say about these. I should holler at my man about Bomani Jones. I ain't even talked to him about Bomani Jones and shit. What's up, Cuzzo?
What's going on, my dog? Just chilling, baby. How it is? Got nice.
Checking in. You sound loud, like you in the atmosphere.
Nah, man, I just had y'all ass on. You know what I mean? Speak up real quick. I'm back on the set for a second, though.
Cuzzo live from the biodome. You know what I'm saying? Dome within a dome. Yeah. So, speaking of domes, how you feel about this spray on shit that they putting on people's head in the barber shop?
Man, this shit's called the fucking Beijing, man.
It's called
that's
the
exactly
Beijing,
the Beijing, son. It's called the Beijing.
Let me ask you how you know that.
But dude sprayed me one day, man. You know, I got the head.
Oh, no. He sprayed you for real.
Yeah, he sprayed me for real. He sprayed me for real. Yeah. I ain't know. I thought he was just spraying something, you know what I mean? The little spray shit,
spray?
You know, the little oil gleam, huh?
It was fresh.
It cleaned my head up real good, man.
Word up.
I washed that shit out as soon as I got home.
Damn, like that. You ain't want nobody to see that.
Oh, man, that shit ain't real. I got to keep getting to Beijing, nigga.
It's very true,
nigga,
brother.
Pull up, hey, man, I need a spray, nigga. Fuck all that other shit. Just spray me.
If fuck around, yeah, start raining, you be fucked up.
Black
my
shit
hat.
Running down my face
hat.
And shit. You know what I mean?
He ain't got no heart. He cried black tears.
Looking like Carrie with black paint.
Oh, that's crazy. So Buddy told you that it's called the Beijing? He said, hey, do you want the
Beijing? Yeah, it's called the Beijing. Yeah, because the next time I came, the next time I went, yeah.
And you said, yeah?
No, I said, hell,
got
no, the next time.
Man.
No, like, no, the first time.
Nah,
you
hell
got...
nah, what you finna do? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you talking about? Shit, that don't even sound. That sound like somebody had four in the spa. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, the first time the he just got me. He just got me. He just sprayed me. I ain't even know, so I got out the chair. I'm like, damn, nigga, that shit ain't don't look that damn bad. But I went home and washed that shit out. The second time he asked me, he won't do it again. I'm like, nah, but the, I'm good. I go with the Easter egg look.
That shit fit you, though. That shit fit you, though, good, for real. Shit, but that's a good
man,
point, though. Now, that's a good point that you brought, though, to the table, that people who got no head injury and shit like that. Now, you know what I'm saying? But it's also a good point you made, that if you do it, you got to keep doing it, bro. You just can't come in here one day and then be like, all right, man, what the fuck, bro?
You know, but, bro, what happened to your hair, bro?
Beijing fun. Let's raise up. He can't get the Beijing, did we? He had to get the Benihana.
I'm telling you. Are you, can you imagine just fucking a bitch and that shit just start dripping on her and shit? Can you sweat and shit?
Man.
Fucking a call your pin top. Broken pin, goddamn.
It's leaking.
I'm telling you. The leaker.
Shit. You stupid. Go get this dick and a tattoo, bitch.
No, I'm talking about.
You know you just get a face tat tonight, huh? Two times. Oh,
really? Face.
Call your Uber.
Mr. the black
Uber
and the white.
Excel. On the way. It's stupid. We make it great. Now, and we call that the 50 Shades of Gray right there. That's,
that's how we make our 50
Shades. When you leak the face, you hang onto her face and then bless it and mix it together. That's the 50 Shades of Gray. You got it for God night.
That,
you know what I'm saying?
That's that Beijing and nut.
Another cousin creation. You know what I'm
saying?
You stupid. You stupid, cuz. You fool dumb. You ever had a barber touch your eyebrow?
Hell no. Fuck.
You'll be about that. You'll punch him.
Yeah. We have a problem. They ain't start touching that forehead area. You're like, what the fuck? Like, nah, bro. We don't do that. You got eyebrows
lit,
for a reason.
Yeah, right.
You got eyebrows for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some people got crazy eyebrows, though. You know what I'm saying? Some people got crazy eyebrows. They got visor, cuz. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
About where they're from, man. Their lineage.
So it's about where they're from.
They were born. Where they family were born at.
Cro-Magnon, man.
You know what I'm talking about? He's not a Turkish. Human.
You talking about the Turkish? He got them Turkish eyebrows.
You must be Austrian.
Tell you.
Oslo, Hungarian.
You seen that video of Arnold Schwarzenegger smoking that split, eating that fried chicken?
Who that?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, man.
Yep. This shit mad old, dog. They were bad when he was young, too. Super buff. Smoking the joint. He's sitting there super stone, bro. Smoking the joint, eating fried chicken, bro. So you cool, but you'll never be Arnold Schwarzenegger smoking the joint, eating fried chicken cool. You know what I'm saying? Shit, for real. Appreciate you being here, cousin of the collector. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate your insight. It's very entertaining, man. You know what I'm saying? Modern energy people put into their appearance. For what reason, I'm not sure. They say don't judge a book by a cover, but that's what we tend to do. If you feel like going out there and being cosmetic like a motherfucker is going to make people stop talking about you in a bad way, you wrong, man. Look at how we talk about these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got all the Kardashians and all that shit. People won't be like them. Go get plastic surgery to be like them, look like them. You know what I'm saying? Be yourself, motherfucker. We going to roast you. Give us roast the natural you. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all tuning in. It's been another edition of The Night Shift. I'm your host, Guy Nice. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. I get this to wrap up. This the end of the week. So I'll catch y'all motherfuckers back here on Monday night. Until then, I'll be on the other side.